Green Party officials and Democrats in Washington state are accusing some Republicans of trying to sabotage an election. They say the Republicans tried to manipulate Green Party candidates in two pivotal races. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle.
Stan Shore is a veteran Republican campaign consultant, but last month he was working for the Green Party. It was Shore who paid a Green Party candidate's filing fee for a state legislative race that will likely determine whether Republicans or Democrats control the lower house in the state legislature. Not only did Shore pay the filing fee, he also organized the nominating convention and rented the hotel room for the event. Problem was, the 18-year-old Green Party candidate didn't know that Shore was a Republican political consultant. At about the same time, Shore's wife, a former Republican staff member, recruited someone to run as a Green Party candidate in a very important King County Council race. Greens and Democrats charged that Republican Party officials signed nominating petitions and attended the Green Party's nominating conventions. The Greens also charged that with respect to the council race, Republicans violated state election laws. Kara Seriello is the executive director of the Washington State Green Party.
The Green Party of Washington State is concerned, but we've also been rather appalled by the behavior of these Republicans who very obviously wanted to come in and manipulate these two races. We will not have the dice rolled for us. We will be rolling it. We will be moving our own game pieces, and we will be passing go and collecting $200 because we are a major political party.
It seems clear, she continues, that the Republicans were trying to manipulate the races so that Democratic voters would be siphoned off, giving Republican candidates the victory. But political consultant Stan Shore says he sees nothing wrong with what he did.
I think I helped the Green Party. They don't like where the help came from, but it was help nonetheless. Putting a Green Party person on the ballot has a number of positive effects. One effect is it allows the Greens to get their message out. It allows the Greens to organize locally. And another effect is that it pressures the Democrats.
The Republican state party chair has reacted to all of this by saying that working to make sure you get the right mixture of candidates on the ballot is a tactic that goes back as far as the dawn of democracy. It is, he said, neither illegal or unethical, and it is a common tactic. But Jim Kamber, executive director of the state's Democratic Party, emphatically disagrees.
I guess I find it a bit of a shock that the chairman of the Republican Party is acting as if this is business as usual. It's not business as usual for the parties, the two major parties, to be trying to pull the wool over voters' eyes. I think it's going to come back to bite them in the end.
The state's voters will have their say in the September primary. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.